Iran's supreme leader prayed over the remains of a top Iranian general killed in a U.S. airstrike. AP Zaria Shackley has more.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khomeini himself prayed over the caskets of Soleimani and others slain in the attack. Khomeini, who had a close relationship with Soleimani, wept at one point during the traditional Muslim prayers for the dead. The daughter of Soleimani has said that families of American soldiers in Western Asia will spend their days waiting for the death of their loved ones. Zainab Soleimani was speaking during a funeral ceremony at the University of Tehran. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Meanwhile, Iraq's parliament has voted to ask that U.S. forces leave the country. But the next step is unclear. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It's not a binding vote, and the Iraqi government would still have to approve the request. Experts are split over whether Iraq's caretaker prime minister has the authority to ask the U.S. to leave. Iran expert Henry Rome at the Eurasia Group says if it happens, it's a big boost for Tehran, which has long wanted American forces out of Iraq.
They are very happy with how this is turning out.
But there are serious worries ejecting U.S. troops would allow an Islamic State resurgence. Plus, President Trump is warning Iraq of heavy sanctions if it forces a withdrawal and says America won't leave without first being paid for its military investments in Iraq. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Three United States Department of Defense personnel were killed as the Al-Shabaab extremist group overran a key military base used by U.S. counterterrorism forces in Kenya. According to the military, the attack on the Manda Bay airfield was the group's first attack against U.S. forces in the East African country. This is VOA News. Australia continues to battle wildfires that have scorched millions of hectares across three states. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
There's been no rest as officials seize the most